good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. It's Thursday, May 31st, 2007, 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. And I'd like to welcome all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online. The only officially sanctioned website of the network, www.republicbroadcasting.org. Now, lots of fun and interesting information there on the website. Of course, we encourage all of you to go there and check things out. Lots of opportunities for you to do what you can to help out the network. So I just got some disturbing news that, you know, we sure could use some donations. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be here, folks. I'm an expensive commodity, I suppose, and bills have to get paid. So I don't know. I hope that you guys are out there. I hope you're listening. I hope you care enough to make a difference there at republicbroadcasting.org. And there are lots of ways you can do that. You can, of course, purchase things through the store, CDs, DVDs, books, any number of things. You can get audio of your favorite hosts. You can also, of course, purchase from the Republic Trading Group, gold, silver, and the like. Robbie will happily help you out and make sure that you're very well taken care of. And, of course, what you do there is going to help the network continue its operations and pay for things such as this show, which I like the show. I like doing the show. I like interacting with you. I have a lot of fun, and I feel that I feel good about the information. I think it's good information. It's powerful information, and I think it's useful information. And I would like to keep doing it. I really, truly would. I would like to see the network continue to do well. I would like to see all of us continue to do well individually. I'd like to see you guys do more. I'd like to see you guys interact more. I'd like to see you listen more. I'd like to see you talk more. I'd like to see you spread the word more. Various things that you can do, okay, can help us continue to do what we do. And it's something I talked about last night and certainly all this week and last week as well. It's an important thing, folks, because as we've said many, many times, you know, there are advertisers, there are sponsors. These are the kind of things that power every form of media that you are exposed to, whether it's internet, it's on television, it's on cable, it's on regular mainstream commercial music radio. That's how these things go. And like I said, I've been doing radio for 14 years. So I have a pretty good understanding of such things. And as I've told you, John Stadtmiller has entirely too much integrity to be able to be taking money from advertisers who you know, promote things he doesn't believe in. You know, that's why you're not going to hear the, you know, the Coca-Colas or the Budweisers or anything like that. If they're here, they're here for a reason, because they believe in what we do, and they're good people. So the good people out there are doing what they can do, and I ask the rest of you to continue to do what you can, because I would like to be able to continue this broadcast. And folks, certainly, we have an exciting program this evening, a great guest. I'm looking forward to having him on and chatting with all of you guys about it. Our phone number, as you know, 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Please stay with us. We're back in only 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen. Thrilled you're with us, and of course, I know you're going to be excited about our guest tonight because I just sat in rapt attention watching his DVD. Of course, there's a book to go along with it. Both, I think you have to have these. It's really just mind-bogglingly interesting. The DVD is 4 hours. So it's a long time to sit captive, but I was absolutely just in rapt attention because this information is just astounding. And I'll tell you what, I first heard of our guest when I talked to a friend of mine who's been on the program before. His name, Glenn Parnum, of course, International Health. And Glenn said, this guy would be a wonderful guest for you on the show. Now, Glenn could tell me that somebody who watches rocks grow would be a good guest, and I would, it's coming from Glenn. I would believe that. But when I got the material and I spoke to the man, I was just blown away. Our guest is a biblical economist with extensive backgrounds in business development and consumer finance. He is a former monetary economist and investment company president, a recognized authority on money and wealth in the new millennium. His proven biblical insights concerning the problems facing the world's financial system have made him a prophetic voice to business, government, and church leaders worldwide. What we've got here, folks, is the author of the book Money and Wealth in the New Millennium and the DVD which accompanies it, Astounding Information. Norm Franz, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you. It's good to be here with you, Frank.
It's a great honor, my friend. I cannot tell you. As I was watching your DVD today, I tried to contextualize in my mind sort of how do I open this interview up? Because this information that we have tonight is dangerous, and it's dangerous because it exposes the truth, and the truth is always certainly a more preferable way, I think, but sometimes the truth is a little more painful. And when you're looking at the global financial system, most people, I think at this time, and certainly in this listenership, I think they have a pretty good idea about what's going on. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't talk about it. I think we absolutely should, but you actually take things in a whole new direction and instruct people about how things work, about how these things tie in with Scripture and about how to apply these things to their own lives, as well as, of course, how their own lives hold up under scriptural scrutiny. And I'm just astounded, absolutely blown away. I think this is one of the most important things in the world. However, when I said it was dangerous, it's dangerous because, you know, once you, it's a weird thing, Norman, you know what I'm talking about here, but when you hear something for the first time, you may not pay close attention, you may file it away, but the point is, it's now a known thing, and you must respond to it. You must make a choice with the information you've been given. You could choose to accept it. You can choose to reject it. You could choose to try to forget about it. But the point is that you've heard, and you're now accountable for it. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. In fact, you know, I had the reason this book came the way that it did was that I've understood the conspiracy as far as the fractional reserve banking and the New World Order conspiracy for several decades. But it was only when I looked at it from a biblical perspective and tied it into Scripture, because something that big and that dominating and ultimately will control the whole world has to be in Scripture someplace. Mm-hmm. And the only way that you could, the only way that I could really be at peace with everything is to take it back to Scripture, because without a scriptural viewpoint, without a scriptural basis and foundation and a biblical worldview, it doesn't really make sense. I mean, we know that things are going on, but there's no sense in it, and there is no hope. But when you look at it from a biblical perspective, everything fits perfectly into the Scriptures, and there is hope, because the Scripture is very, very clear that these things are going to happen. And Jesus even himself even said, but that we're not to fear because the end is not yet.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes on to talk about all of this, everything that's taking place right now in our world system, politically, financially, and even on a global ecumenical religious standpoint, is all in Scripture. The New World Order did not catch God by surprise.
Mm-hmm. That's
he
great.
Did not wake up one day and go, oh, no, the New World Order is here. What am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
He knew it. In fact, some people find it hard to believe, but the New World Order, God actually uses the New World Order against itself and their plans to fulfill his purposes. And if we can grasp that, then we don't have to worry. We don't have to fret. All we have to do is love him, walk in his ways, and the righteous will never be shaken, and we'll come through this thing on the other side, and we'll stand before him, and he'll say, well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Norm, I can't tell you how amazing that is to hear. I found out I may not have a job in the near future. So for me, exploring this and spending so much time with your material today, it's really the perfect comfort, I think, for all of this and all the things that happen behind the scenes. Radio is a fickle industry, and it's I've been fired from every radio gig I've ever had so far in 14 years. So maybe I'm choosing the wrong path. But I feel that the information is so important, and I've tried to make the show about the information. And the more I've looked at it, and the more I've come to it, the more that all sorts of information from various realms has solidified my faith and made it stronger and made it more important in my life. And I think that what you've done here is you've given something that's so powerful to people in a way that I think anyone can understand and appreciate, which I love, because I like things to be, you know, technically dumbed down a little bit for me, Norm, because I sometimes have a hard time grasping things. One of the things I've always had trouble with is finances. It's not so much, you know, that I can't add or subtract, because I can do that fairly well. But it's the idea of it. I've always been a proud person. I've never wanted to take money, you know, for charitable purposes or anything like that. I haven't really needed it so far, which is a good thing. But at the same time, for me, I've always been very proud. And God has subsequently broken me of that, I think, over time. But when you look at the whole financial system and you look at it, you know, people feel sometimes, you know, the love of money is the root of all evil, as it says in the Bible. And people such as myself have always taken that to mean it's not the best thing to seek out money. I mean, obviously, we have to have money to exist in the world. You know, we have to have money at the network to continue to air broadcasts. But at the same time, it's kind of, you know, you don't want to be violating God's purpose for you by seeking money. So, you know, I think we should probably start there, because obviously, after watching your movie, I feel differently about that.
Well, that's really good, and because most people see exactly what you're talking about,
yeah.
But there are some that don't naturally. And when it comes to money, and see, this is where, in the book, I talk about how when God opened my eyes was during the 87 stock market crash.
Yeah, tell us about that. It's fascinating.
Well, at the time, I mean, leading up to that, I had been in finance and insurance, and then I was recruited by an investment firm, and over the course of about a nine-month period, I had risen in the ranks to become one of the presidents of, or I should say a president of one of three sister corporations, and I was chief operations officer.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a believer. I was a Christian, and my heart was to help people plan for the future. And, of course, I'm putting them in all of these, you know, security investments and insurance and so on and so forth, that is part of what I call commercial or financial Babylon of the last days. And all of a sudden, overnight, in October of 1987, we saw the stock market just crash, and I personally was wiped out,
mm-hmm.
along with some of my good clients lost a lot of money. In fact, it got to a point where, I mean, the phone was ringing so much we didn't even answer it, because we couldn't find any buyers to sell the stocks anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so I cried out to God. I said, God, I said, how could you let this happen to all these, you know, all these good people,
mm-hmm.
Including me, your servant, you know, because I really was there to serve God. And that's when the Lord, he answered in my spirit. He spoke to me and he said, why do you think they call it the world system?
Mm-hmm.
And at that point in time, Frank, it was like I had a Damascus experience. It's like the blinders came off, and it was like in a moment of time, the Lord just opened my eyes to how the world financial system worked. And all my experience in, mm-hmm. in consumer finance and investments and insurance, et cetera, down the line, all came crashing into this revelation, mm-hmm. that the world's financial system wasn't designed by the God of heaven and earth. It was designed by the God of this world.
Yes, and see, that's such an important point, and, you know, that's one of the things we've tried to really battle against and to get the truth out there, but obviously it's a hard-fought battle, and from what I understand, our the owner of the network, John Stadtmiller, on the phone with us. John, welcome to the show, my friend. Obviously, when you're talking about, you know, the good fight, you've been fighting it for a long time. Welcome.
How you doing, Frank?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Well, fair to middling, mostly good.
Good. I've been to that location.
And to the listening audience out there, let me be fair, because Frank is a gentleman, and he's probably not going to reveal too much to the listening audience. But to tell the honest to God's truth, do I hear music back there?
You do. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, let's take the break, and we'll come back.
All right. We'll do that, folks. And then please stay with us. This is all about money, folks, and again, when you look at it, it's a weird, weird thing. Our guest will shed a lot of perspective, and John Stadtmiller will fill you in on what's going on. Stay with us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whelan. Very excited to have you with us here, as always. Before we get back to our guests, let's get back to John Stattmiller. Of course, you all know him. You all love him. And, John, welcome.
Well, I appreciate that, Frank, very much. And I appreciate Norm coming on the program tonight. Sometimes,
John, I'm not hearing you. Manny? There we go.
All right. Do we have us?
Finally, yes, we do.
Okay, good deal. Hey, Frank,
yes,
I appreciate everything that you've done for this network, and I appreciate your support for this network. I'd like to ask Norm a question here, and he's an economist.
Mm-hmm.
How does he see things right now in the economy and how things are being supported and where their money is going?
It's an excellent question. Norm, if you don't mind.
Boy, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Well, we are at the end of an empire. We're at the end of a system. When you go back all the way back to ancient Babylon, all the way back even to Nimrod, and every empire that rose and fell, there were two elements that were always present in the overturning of society and the coming of a new empire, a new order, and that is war and financial crises. And and we are in the middle. We've done a teaching that's available on our website called "The World in Transition." And in fact, in the videos that you watched, I did a piece on that.
It's amazing
to explain how the world right now, the spirit of the world, the God of this world, is in the process of overthrowing the current systems as it is to bring us into a global system. And so, simply put, prior to World War One, we had a bankrupt system. And World War One, with the crises followed by war, brought us into the United Nations systems, and that was the first global attempt at a Nimrod style of global government. It's Nimrod was the original globalist, and that is the mystery of Babylon in the last days. It's the same mystery of ancient Babylon that's just regurgitating itself and culminating here in the Book of Revelation as we charge into it. And so, And then after World War One, you had the Roaring Twenties, where the Federal Reserve was just printing money like crazy in the form of debt, depositing it into holders' accounts, and they were spending it. But then that bubble crashed in 1929, and we went through 10 years or 9 years of depression, followed by World War Two. That moved us into the world, or moved us into the United Nations system and the Bretton Woods economic system, economic agreements, and so on. And that system is broke. That system moved us into a global banking system that was built upon dishonest weights and measures. And I talk about that in the scriptures, or in my book, and I show where that's at in the scriptures. And how that resurfaces in the last days as the third horseman of the book of Revelation. That horseman is not famine. That horseman is carrying a pair of scales. And the scales, whenever the scripture refers to scales, it's always referring to the monetary system.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read that horseman, the black horseman, that monetary system, causes there to be a rise in prices and then pressure on wages so that everybody's working all day, every day, just to feed themselves. It talks about a day's wages for a quart of wheat and three quarts of barley for a day's wages, and that's basically what we have virtually worldwide, not just in some of the Asian countries and in Africa, but even here in the United States. People are fighting to stay afloat. That's the manifestation of the third horse.
I can understand that, Norman. I appreciate that very much. And since the inception of the in the last century, I can't believe we're actually talking about and referring to the last century.
Yeah.
But in 1913, the Congress of the United States decided that they were going to turn over the monetary system that we had control of in this country over to a private internationalist group. Now, what's really interesting, in the last couple of days, that we understand that Paul Wolfowitz is out under the guise of, well, he brought in a secretary and he did some unfavorable things and he's out. But George Bush is nominating Robert Zoellick as being the World Bank president. And I have a question here. Who is George Bush? He can nominate people for the Supreme Court. He can nominate people for federal judgeships. But who is George Bush to nominate the president of the World Bank system?
It's a weird setup like that.
Yes, it is.
Well, I think I don't know how that process works, but my guess is that other people could nominate someone as well. I don't think that that's unusual. He's just nominating someone. And I don't know if it's I don't know what the rules and the regulations are.
Well, Norm, here's the deal. This is a private consortium that took control of our money system, and on December 23rd of 1913, turned it over to a private consortium. But who is George Bush to nominate the presidency of the World Bank system? This is what I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around.
This is the end of this system, and that is the world, and that's what the world does.
Gentlemen, let me interrupt here for a quick break. Folks, we'll be back in three. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust,
Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Good evening. Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Welcome. And of course, our special guest tonight is Norm Franz. We'll get back to him. John Stattmiller, our caller tonight, and of course, the owner of the broadcast that we do here. John, I think what Norm was referring to is something he mentioned a little bit earlier about this steady system of these processes that have gone on all throughout human history, where you have basically... I guess, and we'll let him correct me if I screw it up, but you have recession, depression, war, prosperity, because each subsequent war would lead us into, you know, a new system, such as, again, after World War I, the League of Nations, after World War II, the United Nations. Well, the United Nations is ineffective. We all know that. We've been in a recession, certainly since 2001, if not before. And certainly the warfare, the long war, the war on terror is being raged now. So that means, I think, in answer to your overall question, we're here, buddy. We are in this time. We are in this time where things are going to get really nasty really quick.
Yeah. Well, and then, Frank, also there's the mixed in with all of that. Mm-hmm. There's the corruption, the financial, yeah. The political corruption that is in part of all of that. You know, it's... In fact, when you go back to the book of Isaiah, one of the things that was present prior to Israel's, the northern 10 tribes, when they were taken captive to Assyria, mm-hmm. was that Israel said, or Isaiah said at that time, that they call that which is evil good and that which is good evil. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the signs that judgment is about to fall. And all that's going on in the whole political process, and it wouldn't make any difference who was in power.
Yeah.
We're talking about the spirit of the world that's leading the men and the women of the world into this corruption. And the thing that I'm called to do is to help people understand that, mm-hmm. help them to come out in the proper attitude, in the proper heart, and to do it to walk in love and peace and joy, but understanding that thing's out there, but really, really turn back fully God in his way.
Well, Norm, I would agree with all of what you're saying, and what I've seen happen here on planet Earth. When you turn away, and you know this probably better than anybody else does, Norm, that there was only one time in recorded history with Jesus Christ where he really lost his cool, and that was with the money changers in the temple. He understood.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely.
He understood.
The thing with the money changers, however, in that particular scenario, it wasn't so much about dishonest weights and measures and things on that order. It was simply a situation where there was an agreement between the Pharisees and those who were selling the sacrifices on the temple. The bottom line was is that if you brought your own sacrifice, you couldn't be guaranteed that it would be considered pure and spotless.
Mm.
But if you bought it from the temple money changers and the temple marketeers and merchants, you could be guaranteed that it would be accepted in the temple. And
nice.
then the priests, the Pharisees and the priesthood, they were corrupt at that time, and they were getting a kickback on that money. And that was the primary issue that was going on there.
But it's a pattern of events, certainly, and I remember the first time that I discovered that the Lord's Prayer that I had known since, you know, growing up Catholic, which was, forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us, was changed from forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. I mean, it does boil down to the money, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's amazing.
Money is certainly the issue, and money is what makes this world go round. I've always said, Frank, that you know, money makes the world go round, but love is what holds it together.
Amen.
But we're in a situation now where people are scrambling for less and less. We have a devalued dollar here. Your guest mentioned the Bretton Woods Agreement, that nobody wants to deal in our funny money anymore, because if we would have kept ourselves straight, at least we could have extended this for at least a little while longer.
Mm-hmm.
But here it is on the table. I was very interested in the Ron Paul campaign, throwing his hat in the ring for presidential candidate for the Republican Party. And I've been watching very intently what this man is doing. I watched the May, I think it was 3rd event on MSNBC, the 15th on Fox News, and he's due up on the 5th of June on CNN. But he dropped a bombshell. He dropped a bombshell on a May 15th presidential debate, in which he told the American people flat out that we're $60 trillion in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a conservative number. $60 trillion is a lot of money. 2 days ago, USA Today ran a story on front page saying that, yes, essentially that this man was correct. But I watched the stock market. I watched the people that are in there trying to make the maximum dollar out of anything that is still left in this country. And I see it is not, we've always been told, and Norm, I'm sure you'll agree with this, that the love of money is the root of all evil.
Yes.
And that is essentially true. Money is the means of which we conduct business between each other. When you corrupt the money, you corrupt the person.
That's right.
And I see this on steroids today, and there's only one guy, and I think I interviewed yesterday the guy that's going to end up, if Ron Paul becomes the nomination for the GOP, which he's got to beat out Mitt Romney, he's got to beat out Giuliani.
McCain's
already shot himself in the foot because he's crossed over the aisle so many times, people don't even know who McCain is anymore.
It's a lot of names, though.
But I'm hearing from certain sectors, and Ron Paul has done something. He's known in Washington, D.C. as being Dr. No, because he's always voted against things that were illegal or unconstitutional. He's not had a whole lot of support on Capitol Hill, and I call that the District of Criminals. We've got 535 representatives between the Congress and the Senate at the federal end, but this is the only man that's on stage, telling the truth to the American people, to the point that he was even on Bill Maher's program last Friday, and he got a standing ovation from the people that were actually liberal. So here's a man that comes from nowhere, according to these people. He's been a 9-term congressman in the United States Congress, But here is a man that is coming forth and speaking the truth, and I interviewed what I do believe is going to be his vice presidential nomination for this deal in the Republican Party, and that's Jim Guest out of Missouri. He walks the same walk. He talks the same talk. And what it is the truth. My question is, are the people that have been misled by the supposedly phony Christian right in this country, are they able and willing to accept the truth? And more so, Norm, are they willing to do anything about it?
Well, those are two really good questions. I believe that some are. I know that in our ministry, we've ministered this truth to, you know, hundreds and thousands of people around the world, not just the United States. And accepting it and understanding and believing that it's true is one thing. The key is doing something about it. There's basically, what I've found is there's basically three types of people. Those that say they recognize the truth, but they say, you know, don't tell me that I've got to change. Mm-hmm. You know, I've got to change. They don't want to do that. And then there's a group out there that they're excited about it. They see it and they run with it, like all of us. I mean, we see this thing and we make changes in our lives, mm-hmm. and we expose it. And but we also know, like, you know, Noah knew the flood was coming. Even though he was a preacher of righteousness in the midst of that wicked and perverse generation, he never stopped building his ark because he knew that the judgment was coming. And then there's a group of people out there that just they see it, they recognize it, but they basically say, we're not going to change anything. We've done it this way all of our lives, and we're not going to change. And
I've heard this in other contexts. Some pay when do, some never do. How do you do?
Yeah, that's
pretty much it. Hey, Frank Whalen.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate your indulgence, Norm. Please press on with this guy because he's one of the best talk show hosts on this network. And when we were on the issue of talking about money,
mm-hmm.
Money brings out the best and the worst aspects of human beings. And we're in a struggle on this network to keep the truth out there,
mm-hmm.
because the moniker for this network is because you can handle the truth. So if there are people out there that want to continue hearing Frank Whalen, And I just dropped the bombshell on Frank Whalen before the program tonight, and I appreciate, sir, your decorum.
I'm a professional, John. That's
you
what you hired me for.
But we are in a crunch on this network. Mm-hmm. Economically, across the board in this country, things have been down. It started last February.
Mm-hmm.
I have a guy on my own program from 4 to 6 on this network, Monday through Friday, and that's Central Time. I have a guy by the name of Bob Chapman that comes up, and he's only one of two people on the face of this planet that's now reporting the M3 money supply.
Mm-hmm.
Why that's important to the listeners out there, it is an indicator of how much money that the globalists versus their Federal Reserve banking system in this country, how much money out there, they're out there floating.
Mm-hmm.
The problem here is that we are out of time, we're out of money, the credit has been extended beyond belief.
Mm-hmm.
We're in about 11-12% inflation rate, and it is basically economically Armageddon in this country right now. When we talk about people that are coming up on public forums,
mm-hmm.
and telling the truth, and then we have newspapers that are following up subsequently and verifying the truth,
mm-hmm.
and then you still see the stock market going up, it is not a good situation. These are the people that are in love with money.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people that are, they have no loyalty, they have no knowledge. The only thing that they have is for the quest for that dollar, and I think that is part of the problem here in this country. And Frank, I appreciate you and all that you've done for this network. And we're going to strive to keep you on this network.
Thank you, John.
Well, no, Frank, no, thank you. Sincerely, my friend, thank you. But I'm telling you, mm-hmm. that people need the support. I started to say since February of last year, retail sales across the board, not just for products for this network and support, mm-hmm. of it, but I'm talking about businesses. People have been doing business with big box stores, people that are out there trying to make a living. Things have turned sour since February of last year. They were really bad in October in January. We thought that maybe people were out there buying Christmas gifts. They didn't have a whole lot of money. The support for the network and its advertisers is at a null. It is at a standstill.
Mm-hmm.
So my plea and my prayer for the people to listen to Frank Whalen, to listen to this network, to listen to people like Norman that are coming up and biblically telling you the truth, is you support this, and you support it wholeheartedly. If not, I don't want to think of the alternative. And Frank Whalen, I appreciate you very much, sir. And Norman, I'm going to beg out here so we can continue with the interview. And gentlemen, thank you so very much.
God bless you, John. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller, who, of course, owns the network, gave me a shot to talk to a lot more people than I was talking to just locally. And I appreciate the forum, and I appreciate the opportunities we've had, and I hope we can continue them, and God willing, we will be able to. And Norm, that's really the whole gist of it. And like I said, it's so amazing to see all the stuff on your DVD the same day that I find out all this other stuff. And, you know, it's just... It's amazing, and it's a validation of the way that God works by speaking through people and confirming things over and over and over again. And the plea that John has, the plea that I have, is the answers that you have and the things that people need to respond to. And it is the truth. And I'm so glad you're here. This is the perfect time for you to be here, my friend. Thank you.
Well, you know, one of the things that I really try to encourage people is to really focus in right now on the things that are important. You know, our lives are so filled with the cares of this world that, and we're pulled in so many different directions, and we're spread so thin. That's one of the reasons why so many people end up in debt, is because they're trying to do so many things that they don't have the money for, so they go down and they borrow the money so they can do all these things to cater to the lust of their eyes, the lust of their flesh, and the pride of life. And really what is happening in the world, Frank, is simply the result and the consequences of our own actions coming back upon it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called judgment. We see it throughout the scriptures. You know, there's the blessing for obedience and there's the cursing for disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing happens. A curse without a cause cannot come. And so if you're being shaken, anybody out there that's being shaken, I just want to submit that, well, maybe you're not doing it exactly God's way, and you might want to get back to his way of doing things, because he promises throughout Scripture that if you do it my way, you'll be the head and not the tail. You'll be above and not beneath. You'll be blessed in your stores and in your baskets and in your field and in your offspring and in your livestock. And you'll be the head of nations, and you will lend to nations, but you will not borrow.
Mm-hmm.
And so really the bottom line is, Frank, for everybody out there, is that if we really, really, really want to turn this around, we need to come back to the whole Word of God, really understand it, get his laws written on our heart, which is the New Covenant model. And then walk in his commandments, walk in his laws, walk in his ways. And as we do that, that is the equivalent of seeking his kingdom and his righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
And if we seek his kingdom and his righteousness the way the scripture says we're supposed to, not our man-made denominational doctrine, if we seek his kingdom and his righteousness the way that we're supposed to, he says that all of these things we have need of will be added unto us. But unfortunately, most people in the world, including people in the church, are not seeking his kingdom and his righteousness, not because they don't want to, but because they really don't know how.
Exactly.
But they're seeking prosperity. And and those who seek prosperity, the Proverbs, King Solomon said that it makes wings and flies away. And that's exactly what has happened to so many people, even in the church. They're seeking prosperity, and the more they seek that prosperity, and if they don't understand money and what money is and how it works in this world system, they've come to a place where, because all money is debt, that's what I show in the book, is that all money is debt. So the love of money in our system today is actually the love of debt.
It's very true, and like I said, a lot of the things that you say in this 4-hour DVD and in this book, hundreds of pages, is things that most people maybe have heard before. What they've not heard, my friend, is it all put down in such a way that, that anyone can understand this, which, like I said earlier from the beginning, a great blessing to me. And when we get in, when we come back from this break, I'd like to delve into that and really start looking at the bare bones of it and build from there, including the scriptural validations and points that I've never heard before. Stay with us.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Good evening and welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio this hour, being brought to you by our good friends up at the Howard Creek Resort. They have 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to all the fun things in the area. Of course, the peace, calm, quiet beauty of Bull Shoals Lake, Arkansas, and then the madness and touristiness of Branson, Missouri. It's all in the same area, so pretty much everything you could possibly want or need in a vacation. And it's the perfect family vacation spot any time of the year, okay? So visit them on the web at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free for more information or to book rooms. Of course, 4th of July coming up. You may want to make that day trip and check out those fireworks on the lake. 877-253-7690. Our special guest this evening has literally just devastated me with truth today. And the DVD and the book are both called Money and Wealth in the New Millennium. Please welcome back to the show, Norm Franz. Norm, thank you again.
Thank you, and it's. I just want to say how honored I am to be on your program. Our mutual friend Glenn Parnum spoke so highly of you. I was, I was just really looking forward to this interview and to meeting and talking with you. And
bless you,
regardless of what happens there at the station, I hope that we can do some things maybe in the future together.
Well, I sure hope so too. I really do. And you know, if it all You know, if everything falls apart tomorrow, I'm blessed to have had the opportunities to be able to interact with amazing people like you and Glenn and John and all the listeners as well. It's just, it's amazing. I mean, that's the whole thing about it. You know, to be honest with you, Norm, I mean, I've always said that, you know, this is God's show and it's going to go the way he wants it to go. If people are going to listen, they're going to listen because he has sent them here. If people are going to respond, it's because God has moved on them to do so. And, all I can do is just, is try to walk right. The amazing thing about the money thing is, like I had said to you, I always felt that maybe it was not God's will to seek after money, but, you know, and that's not necessarily untrue either, because what you're saying here is that if you look at scripture and whatnot, it's just given to you when you're doing the right things. And the thing that blew my mind so much was all of the scripture that you sourced and contextualized in financial terms, which we'll get to. But when we left off, well, we didn't really leave off on this point, but we were talking about your banking experience and whatnot. So you were in the industry. You did all this. You were devastated by the collapse of 87. And as a result of that, God opened your eyes, and he took you and showed you how the whole thing worked, how the whole thing was set up. And in the first hour of this DVD, you say you've learned more in this one-hour segment than most college graduates who are, you know, finance geniuses will learn in school. And I think that's incredible. But one of the things you said, and I hope you remember it, because I'd hate to quote you inaccurately, but what you said is you asked God why, and what did he mention to you about Babylon?
Well, is that the system itself is Babylon. There's a in the book of Revelation, in the last days, there is a world system that is called that is described as the mystery of Babylon, and that mystery is about the woman and the beast that carries her. And it's not just the woman, but it's the woman and the beast that carries her. And as you read on in Revelation 17 and 18, it describes a global system that's a demonic blend of politics, of finances, and of religion that comes together and rules and dominates the people. And that Babylonian, that financial Babylon, is that system in which the whole world is moving into. And the Lord basically took me to the backside of the desert, very similar to when he took Moses out of Egypt, and then he taught him his ways over the course of the 40 years, and thank God I didn't have to go 40 years.
Yeah.
I only went 3 years, and then he brought me back, and he said, now go back to Egypt and call my people out. And so I experienced it, then I was called out, and God taught me and showed me, and then he sent me back in
Just a minute, Norm.
In the early 90s.
Quick break, folks. We're right back in 90.